Tonight we're going to look at Romans chapter 3, verses 21 through 26. And the message is about how God saves sinners. Every person is infected with sin. No person can change him or herself. Only God can help. It's God who provides the way for anyone to be declared right with Him. God provides the way for us to be cured of our sin infection. Verse 21, "But now apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify." Paul starts this part of his letter with the words, "But now." Paul will tell us how to be righteous, which means to be right with God. Righteous means blameless or sinless, as if we never broke any of God's laws. If you were perfectly obedient, you would be right with God. But Paul has already told us that no one is righteous. Everyone disobeys God. But now, Paul says, God has a way to make people right with Him, even though people do not keep the law perfectly. Now, this does not mean that we're not to try to keep God's law, because God's law is good for us. God's laws are a gift that hold back evil, but God's law cannot make us righteous. We cannot keep God's law, and there is nothing we can do on our own to be right with God. We can't work hard enough. We can't do good things to balance out our bad things. And our good deeds do not erase our bad deeds. Our sins are stains that we cannot get out. You would think there would be nothing we could do. But God has to help. This is not a new idea. God promised to help back when Adam and Eve first sinned. And all through the Old Testament, God promised that He would deal with our sin problem. And now, God has shown us the way. Verse 22 says, "This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile." Now, we said that righteousness is being right with God, but what is faith? Well, faith is believing what God says. Faith is trusting God. It's receiving what God offers. Faith is the channel that directs the gift of salvation to us. Faith does not save us, but faith brings salvation to us. In what do we have faith? Who are we to believe and trust? We believe Jesus is the Son of God. We believe He came to earth and lived a perfect life without sin. We believe Jesus died on the cross. Because Jesus had no sin, we believe God when He says He counts Jesus' death as the punishment for our sin. We believe Jesus is our substitute. We believe Jesus came alive again after 3 days. And this proves our sins are forgiven, and that new, eternal life is ours. Believing in Jesus means we trust God to put our sins on Jesus, who was punished on the cross for our sin. Then God counts Jesus' righteousness, His sinlessness, as belonging to us. God sees us clean of sin and right with Him. And when He looks at us, God sees Jesus' righteousness. Verse 23, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Every person needs to be saved. Every person has sinned and will sin. All people are not good enough for God. No Jewish person, no Christian person, no rich person, no educated person, no person who attends church every week, even if you come on Thursday evening to that service. All right? Romans 3, 22 and 23 together says, this righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Every person must come to God and believe that Jesus died and rose for them. It's the only way to be seen by God as righteous. It's the only way for a person to have eternal life with God. No other way saves us from sin. When we sin, it's like losing something. That's gone forever and cannot be replaced. You may think, yeah, I've not really sinned. I've not murdered. I've only sinned a little, perhaps. But every sin, little and big, separates us from God. We can come to God and tell Him we are sinful and that we realize something is missing. We can believe that Jesus took the punishment for the sins and that Jesus gives us His righteousness in its place. When have you told God you believe Jesus is His perfect Son who died to pay the price for your sin? What sin, big or little, will you bring to Jesus to be forgiven? Verse 24, all are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. All sin cuts us off from our holy God. It separates us from Him just like a thick, high wall. All sins lead to death because sin disqualifies us from living with God, just as it did in the Garden of Eden. But sin can all be forgiven. The good news is that anyone can receive Jesus' righteousness. Anyone can be declared blameless. Every person is justified the same way. To justify is to declare not guilty. When a judge in a court of law declares a person not guilty, the judge cannot punish that person for any of those charges. When we believe in what Jesus did for us, God puts our sins onto Jesus. We will not be punished for any sin that Jesus paid for. Our record is wiped clean, and we are justified. God says our sins have already been punished, and God declares us right with Him. Do you realize what an amazing gift this is? We cannot save ourselves. Nothing we do is good enough to make us right with God, so God did it for us. God sent Jesus to die for you and for me. No one forced God to do this, and God does not charge anything for it. It's a free gift. We just get to accept His gift as our own. Paul calls this grace, which is God's undeserved favor. We do not deserve to be saved, but God delights to save us anyways. Paul also uses the word redemption. All are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. What is redemption? In Old Testament times, a person who owed a great debt could be sold as a slave to pay that debt. However, someone from their family was allowed to buy their freedom, and this was called redemption. Jesus bought our freedom from sin and from the punishment that goes along with sin. The price He paid was His life. Righteousness is granted, not earned. It's a gift that God wants you to take and to enjoy. You cannot make God give it to you, and you cannot work to earn it. You cannot make God love you more, nor can you make God love you less. God is happy to offer His gift of righteousness to you because He loves you. When have you thought God loved you because of the good things you do? When have you thought God could not love you because of the things that you do? will you receive his free gift of righteousness through Jesus. Paul goes on in verse 25, Paul goes on how to explain how Jesus made people right with God. Paul says, God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of his blood to be received by faith. He did this to demonstrate his righteousness because in his forbearance he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. Other religions believe you can win a God's favor by giving them something. People give or do a big thing if they've sinned a big sin. They give or do a small thing if they've sinned a small sin. Believers in Jesus know there is nothing that we can do or give that will win God's favor. God hates sin, and we cannot erase our sin or make God forget it. The sin must be paid for, and death is the payment for sin. Jesus shed his blood, which means he died to pay for sin. Jesus took God's righteous anger for sin, and this is called atonement. Verse 26, he did it to demonstrate his righteousness at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. What about all the people who lived and died before Jesus was born? How is their sin atoned for? Did God just forget about their sin? Well, Paul makes it clear that God is perfect. Everything that God is, everything he does, everything he says is completely free of faults or defects. God's ways are flawless, and everything God does is right. Therefore, God cannot ignore or forget sin. So how did God deal with sin before Jesus? Well, Jesus took the penalty for sin when he died on the cross. People who lived before Jesus, Abraham, Noah, Moses, David, they were saved because they looked forward in faith to God's promise of Messiah. People who live after Jesus are saved because we look back in faith to all God did for us in Jesus Christ. All people are saved by grace through faith in Jesus. Righteousness is free to the believer, but it was costly to Christ. Righteousness is the gift God gives those who trust him. It's free to us, but the price for each sin had to be paid, and Jesus paid it. Jesus gave his blood in place of yours. Why would God do this? Because God loves you and me that much. When have you thanked him for this amazing free gift? Righteousness, faith, justified, grace, redemption, atonement. Paul used many words to describe how God dealt with our sin infection. These words tell us God did it for us. God provided the cure. In Jesus, God provides the way for anyone to be declared right with him. We just have to accept it. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your gift of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, for his blood that freed us from our sin. When we accept him as Lord and Savior, it freed us from sin past and sin that you know we will commit in the future because we are an imperfect people. But we are grateful for all that you have done for us. And we thank you for your love, for loving us so much that even while we were sinners, you sacrificed your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you and we praise you in his name.